Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The Eatonest time of the year, and Don Jackson Blattner, the dietitian and nutritionist. Oh no, you're not going to put a dietitian and nutritionist on the day before Thanksgiving, are you? Is going to come on with us now. Hi, Don Jackson Blattner.
Well, hello. I am so grateful to be here. You know, this is a time of year thinking about what you're thankful for. I love our time together.
I really do, too. And I know a lot of our listeners do, too, Don. And I don't know if you hear me much promoting your appearances, but I always say, here's the dietitian and nutritionist that makes you feel good about what you are eating, who will give you suggestions for things to do, not to do. And I think, despite your wonderful personality and knowledge, I think that attitude is why people so appreciate you.
Thank you for that. You know what? I think you summed it up so perfectly. I'm a big, what can you add? You know, it's Thanksgiving. It's like, well, hey, could you throw some vegetables in there? Hey, could you drink a cup of tea? You know, it's like, instead of trying to not eat everything that is meaningful and so much celebration and fun and love, it's like, no, let's enjoy it and just add some goodness to it.
So what's a Don Jackson Blattner having for Thanksgiving?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm a dietitian. Maybe I get a little pigeonholed here about what people ask me to bring to parties. But we bring everything that's the color on your plate. So we have Brussels sprouts, carrots, delicata squash. If you haven't made that, I got to tell you, it is one of my favorite things. The skin is very tender, so you can cut right through it and actually eat it. So, you know, all the other squash is kind of like a little bit hard to get into, but delicata squash, great. Sweet potatoes and homemade cranberry sauce. So everything with color is what we make. Although this year, you know what? We're really, we're getting wild. We're getting wild over here. We are putting Parmesan cheese on our Brussels sprouts, like putting all the Parmesan cheese down on the sheet pan and then putting the Brussels sprouts on top of that and baking them so they come out super like crisp and delicious. So anyway, yep, that's me.
Parmesan cheese on Brussels sprouts. Sit down, girl. That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
I figured you'd lose your mind on that one.
My mind. I'm not surprised. Producer Pete tells us you've generated an acronym for how to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I got a couple of things for you. The first one is a mantra. I actually am really using this mantra all season long. It's graze nothing, enjoy everything. This is my mantra. And really, I got to tell you, I think this is the only thing we really all need to do for the holidays is not be a grazer. You know, if you're having appetizers and snacks, to try and put them on a plate and really look at what you're eating and then actually taste it and enjoy it. I got to tell you, if we did that and it wasn't all this nibbling and sneaking and, you know, grazing and standing in the fridge eating and eating leftovers off of plates and everything, we'd really be in a good shape because the people who tend to eat off of a plate are much more mindful and actually enjoy their food more. So they tend to naturally eat less without trying. So I really like that mantra. But yeah, I have an acronym too. I actually made it up just for you. It's PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. You ready for it?
Oh, yes. Yes, Don. Tell us what those letters stand for.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. PARTY, plate. Which I just sort of alluded to with my mantra, have everything on a plate and not be grazing. I got to tell you, it's so key. A is for activity, keeping yourself in the fitness in your schedule and not for calorie burning. I'm not saying put exercise in there to burn calories. Keep exercise in there for your stress reduction, for a better sleep, for better immunity, for better energy, for better digestion. It's so much more than a stinking calorie burn. So keep your fitness in your calendar. Remember, the R is reason for the season. You know, we're there at the party, not just to eat food, but to really enjoy our, you know, relative taste. You know, I've alluded to that too before. Chew your food. Actually taste it. Is it good? Is it delicious?
Do you want me to chew my food? Do you want me to chew my food 22 times?
Oh my gosh, you remember that. Yes, actually, that is the research says that 22 times is a really good sweet spot. And if you don't want to count and be obsessive, Another sort of rule of thumb is chew until it's like applesauce texture in your mouth and then swallow.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it will help you. And people are, I'm so bloated. I feel so sick. And if you chew your food, 90% of your digestive problems will go away. I promise. And then the final one is why eat your favorites. I always say, don't eat what you like. Do not eat what you like. Eat what you love, you know, and really enjoy it.
Mm. P-A-R-T-Y, plate, activity, reason for the season. T is taste. E, it's a party. P-A-R-T-Y. And Y is,
I like it.
Y is your favorites. You know, what
yes.
I thought, I was talking to Wendy Snyder here on the radio yesterday, and I said, I'm going to try and drink more water, too, which isn't part of the word party. But don't you think that... Answer this. If I drink water and yet I'm having a salty meal, salt is salt. So diluting it doesn't change the amount of salt you've consumed, or does diluting it somehow minimize the impact that salt will have on my body?
Okay. I want to change my acronym to include W for water. I love it. I think it is a great strategy. And yes, it actually will help sodium. So yes, as you are still going to be eating a lot more salt probably than usual, but if your blood is well hydrated, that you have more volume of blood because you've been drinking water, it is less impactful. And this is why every single person says, if you feel, you know, you need something healthy in your life, drink more water. It will help your headaches. It'll help your energy, help your blood pressure, your blood sugar, everything. Hydration is key. So I love that. That's a good rule. Maybe I'm changing my mantra to yours. I like yours.
I took your letters and I've rearranged them to TWERP, T-W-E-R-P, which will be taste, water. For activity, I've now made it exercise, T-W-E-R will be a reason for the season, and P will be plate. So TWERP.
Yep. I'm changing that for me too. TWERP is it. It's happy Thanksgiving, you TWERP.
Although we may need to make it TWERP-y so I get your favorites in there. But okay, Dawn Jackson Blattner is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. DawnJacksonBlattner.com is her website. On Insta, she's at DJ Blattner. DJ Blattner on Instagram. Lots of questions for you from our listeners. Anything else you want to say before we start to go through this stuff, Dawn?
You know what? One of the things that I'm bringing to my sister-in-law's house is teas. I bring ginger tea, mint tea, and fennel tea because I'll tell you, everyone appreciates that. Those are three teas to help your digestion. So, you know, we're all bound to eat a little more than we usually do. And so having a cup of tea really does calm your stomach and make you feel better after that big day of eating.
How does Dawn make her cranberry sauce, says 312?
Oh, okay. So fresh cranberries. Well, I have to give my husband, Chris, credit. He's our big time cranberry sauce winner. But we do real cranberries. We do squeezes of clementines or those little mandarin oranges that I know you like so much, John.
Yep.
We do squeezes of that. And then we simmer it with a cinnamon stick and put at the very end, we taste it because every year cranberries can be a little bit different in terms of how tart they are. We taste it with that orange juice. And put a little bit of maple syrup if it really needs it. Sometimes it doesn't even need it.
And then I'm not good at this. Then do you bake that or you just serve that?
Oh, no, on the stovetop. So basically it's just cranberries on the stovetop with a squeeze of orange, a little bit of water, and you just boil it. And all of those cranberries pop and burst. And they turn into that delicious, like, saucy texture because of all the soluble fibers and stuff. So it's very easy to make your own. I know a lot of people love the can, and they love to take the can and just put it on a plate and cut it. I know that is a classic. It was when I was growing up, but real cranberry sauce homemade is so delicious.
Fran, you're on WGN with a question a lot of our listeners are asking today. Fran, what do you want to know?
I want to know the recipe. How much and how you prepare it, the sweet potato and dark chocolate fudge.
Sweet potato fudge. Great. Okay,
well,
here we go again.
I love this. This is a great thing to bring for the holiday. So it's just so easy. It's one cup of cooked mashed sweet potatoes and one cup of dark chocolate. That you melt the dark chocolate, you have the sweet potatoes cooked, and you just blend them together. I put that in the food processor so it's really, really smooth. and then you can just put that in the fridge, and it turns into fudge with just those two ingredients. I was doing it where I was like making them into like little balls, but people have been emailing me a much better idea where they take that one cup of cooked sweet potatoes and one cup of melted dark chocolate mixed together, and they put it into like a square shape, like traditional fudge, put that in the fridge and make it solid, and then cut it into cubes. So I really like that too. But bottom line is, I think this recipe is like the most viral thing I've ever done because everybody's emailing me. Yeah. Everybody's loving it. It's a great recipe.
And you're not adding sugar or chocolate chips or marshmallows or nothing.
Well,
you're doing the dark chocolate.
Yeah. Yep. So dark chocolate and sweet potatoes. Those two things get it real smooth. Put it in the freezer, I put it in the freezer or the fridge. And then serve. And by the way, Steve Bertrand made this, having heard Dawn talk about it two weekends ago, brought it into the radio station. It looks, it tastes, it feels like fudge. It's fudge. It's amazing, Dawn.
Yeah, like I said, it was more of like a accident that went right for me, and I couldn't believe it either. So I'm glad everybody's trying it because it really is, it's a nutritious way to enjoy your sweets.
Okay, does that help you out, Fran?
It sure does. Thank you much. Enjoy the world and have a happy Thanksgiving.
This listener says, what was the last ingredient for the anti-inflammatory smoothie? I don't know if that's going to be a complicated answer. Do you remember what you put in your anti-inflammatory smoothie, Dawn?
On my website, it's called the Life Smoothie, and it basically is, it's plant milk, and then it's added to that is berries, a little bit of banana, ground flax seeds, and cocoa powder. That's really the mix. And for some people like me, I will add protein to that so that it feels more substantial. But the main ingredient, I almost forgot. Huge handful of greens also, by the way, P.S. Like, that's like the main bulk of it. So that's the recipe. A lot of greens, berries, flax seeds, cocoa powder, and protein if you want.
And that's on your website, right?
That's on my website. And I'm saying the word life, L-I-F-E, if you're trying to search it.
That's at DawnJacksonBlattner.com. By the way, Dawn, you know, and I bought a few apples the other day, and the options for apples are amazing. And I still just go with the Honeycrisp. I like the crispness and the flavor of those the most, I think. Do you have an apple that you like? And apple is apple, right? It doesn't matter how sweet or tart it is. There's no up or down on that, right?
You're absolutely right. You can feel confident that any type of apple you pick, you're getting an incredible source of potassium and fiber and vitamin C and something called ellagic acid, which is so good for you. An apple a day really can help keep the doctor away. I mean, it's very, very good for you. It's always on all the top healthy lists. And I'll tell you, I really do love to try new apples. But I'm with you. Honeycrisp probably is always one of my favorites. And sometimes I like a little tart, like green apple. But most of the time, you know, I'll buy one. You know, what's nice about apples is you don't have to buy a million. You can buy one and then try it, whether it be the Jazz or whatever other varieties. I think they're just so good. Delicious.
815 says, I have been doing intermittent fasting and it is working great. I've lost 30 pounds. Can you ask Dawn, if I stop doing it, will I gain all of the weight back? Thank you. Love it when she's on, says 815.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that. Intermittent fasting, having windows where you're not eating, is helpful for weight loss and maybe other things, such as resetting your whole hormone system. So maybe it's great for blood sugar and blood pressure and even cholesterol levels. So it is an interesting phenomenon, whether it be 12, 14, or 16 hours that you're not eating, that is what somebody is doing. The other times you are eating, you're trying to eat more balanced meals. And if you stop doing it and just start eating haphazardly again at all times of the day, you are likely to gain most, if not all, of your weight back. This isn't magic. This isn't working because it's magic. It's working because there's less hours that you're eating. You're eating fewer calories. And if you start eating those calories again, you're going to gain weight back.
But then what am I going to do? So is this the rest of my life? I mean, How do I go back to a more normal eating schedule and not gain the weight back?
Well, you know what? If you do intermittent fasting right, you should have a pretty normal eating schedule. So, for example, if you're done eating, let's say, at 8 p.m., and you're not going to eat anything else, then 8 a.m. is your first meal if you're doing 12 hours. 10 a.m. is your first meal if you're doing that 14 hours. So it's basically not what people say. People just think it's skipping breakfast and, oh, no, I'm intermittent fasting. That's really not what the point is. The point is still in your eating window to eat three balanced meals, but they're just smaller.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. And Don, is there a minimum number of hours that you need to be not eating for this to be effective? Like you say, 12, 14, 16. I don't suppose 8 is going to do the trick. Where do I have to land on?
The have to land is 12. 12 hours is your minimum. So if your last bite of food is at 8 p.m., 8 a.m., is really where you start getting any of the benefits. 14 is a little bit more of a sweet spot, and 16 tends to be where a lot of people land. But I really like that 12 and 14 for just about most people.
And 23 really gets the job done, but you're miserable all the time. Hey, John Williams, please ask Dawn to repeat the teas that she likes for digestion.
Oh, these are so good. Yes, get out a pen for this. Fennel. I love fennel tea. Nobody knows about it. It's so good. Fennel, mint, and ginger. That's the trio of teas. Bring them with to your parties, and you'll be thanking me.
I take vitamin D. One day on John's show, she mentioned other vitamins to take with D for better absorption. Can you tell us that again, says Joanne?
The biggest thing with vitamin D is it's a fat-soluble vitamin. So likely taking it with a meal or with something like a snack that has a little bit of fat in it, like a handful of nuts, you likely will get more effect out of that vitamin D. Other than that, that is really like your main thing for vitamin D. And you know what's so cool about vitamin D is that you can test it. You don't have to guess about it. Have your doctor find out where you're at with vitamin D, and then you'll know how much to take. If you should be taking 5,000 or just 1,000, get your levels tested so you know.
Can you ask Dawn what she thinks about regular potatoes fried in an air fryer as French fries, no salt added, just spray oil to keep them from sticking?
Two thumbs up. Potatoes actually have a lot of potassium, fiber, vitamin C. They're a very healthy food, even though they get a very bad rap. They're white because they're naturally white out of the ground. They're not white because they've been processed. So you can feel very good about doing it. And I love potatoes, whether it's white or sweet in an air fryer. It is delicious. They're delicious.
I want to make mashed potatoes with white potatoes. So tell me, how can I enjoy that, Dawn?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You could make it as decadent as you want, the butter and the cream and everything, and just pay attention to how much you're eating. You know, it's like maybe it's not 30,000 scoops of it. You know, maybe it's a hearty scoop that you really relax and enjoy and taste. And I find that for a lot of people that is even a better answer than trying to healthify everything.
Yeah,
and then they overeat it because they feel so good about how healthy it is that they have, 16 helpings. So, if you have this special recipe, make it how you like it, and then just pay attention to how much.
Remember Dawn's new holiday party mantra, twerp, which is, let me see if I can do this now, T is for taste. Taste the food and enjoy it. W is for
water.
That was
hydrate, baby.
E is for exercise, not because you're going to burn off the damn calories, but because it's just always good. R is for reason for the season. It's not all about the food. Celebrate. Pause. P, it would be plate. Eat the food on your plate. Sit down, don't graze. And Y, your favorites, like the mashed potatoes. Eat your favorite foods. Twerpy.
Twerpy!
Dawn, happy Thanksgiving. We love you. Our best to your husband, who's very handsome and drinks bourbon. So we all have to get together sometime.
I love that. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.